Well, I'll see what that looks like. But let's also talk about something else that's going on this weekend. The streets are reopening. Have you seen these the pedestrianized streets? They're shutting them down to traffic in some locations.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it in person yet. Let's talk to John Greenfield, because he writes for Streets Blog and covers so many issues that are important to our city, and this is one of them. I think as this is a new concept. And John, thanks for being on WGN.
Sure, it's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. Have you seen this? I think Ravenswood's open. Some of them are not quite open, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah. Well, first, before we begin this discussion of slow streets and, you know, the new cafe streets, let's just acknowledge the obvious, which is these are pretty trivial issues compared to the heavy stuff that's going on in town with the George Floyd protests and just, you know, the general challenges facing much of the city over COVID-19. But, it's great to have. It's great to have something to be optimistic about and something fun happening in Chicago.
Well, I also just think it's something to let some of the stress out, as we've had. We're all processing a very heavy week, emotional week. We're all thinking about making our city better. We're thinking about moving forward and that sort of thing. But I don't think all along being pent up in our homes has helped any of this. And I think that you can hear it on the phone lines throughout the day here as people call in. Folks are stressed, and there's some of that stress can be directed in good ways that are positive for the city moving forward, and some of that you just need to let loose a little bit too, which I think is why this will be helpful.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So I think it's great that the Slow Streets program is taking off. The city of Chicago is calling them shared streets, but elsewhere in the country they're called slow streets. So what you were referring to is in the 47th Ward on Leland Avenue between Clark Street and Lincoln Avenue, there's this great corridor where they've limited through traffic to make it safer for people to walk, run, bike, and play in the street. It's been really popular with residents. I've heard from the alderman's office that people are interested in making it permanent.
Mm-hmm. I heard the Ravenswood. I was just thinking, I heard the Ravenswood one is one of the few to actually start doing it. Some of them, like I heard in Lakeview, maybe the Broadway from Belmont to Diversity, that they're not quite doing it yet. They're going to do next week. They wanted to get things kind of straight. So not all of them are doing it yet, but pretty soon they're going to be almost all parts of town, it seems like. Chatham, Lakeview, Little Village, Russian Division, Taylor Street,
and Randolph. There are actually two different issues that we're talking about here. So what I was just talking about is a slow street or shared street, which is sort of a semi-pedestrianized street that people can use for transportation and recreation. So just to cover that real quick, and then we'll move on to the cafe streets. So the slow streets that have been proposed so far include Leland, which is already happening, Glenwood and Greenview in Edgewater and Rogers Park. However, Alderman Osterman said that's on the back burner right now because of a little bit of pushback from residents. Roscoe Street on the west side, Palmer Street in Logan Square and Points West, and then a bunch of streets around the 606 Elevated Trail, which is currently closed, like Cortland, Rockwell, Waubansia, and Wood. Now to move on to the subject of the cafe streets, that's another exciting program. Would you like a rundown of those ones?
Yeah, well, we're going to run out of time here if we go too much, give me a little bit of an overview here, John. I'm sorry. We've just kind of give us a feeling for what you're seeing, because I do want to ask you about the lakefront, too. I know that's something you cover extensively, and that's also, I think, of interest to a lot of people.
Sure. Well, anyway, I think it's a cool program to sort of a shot in the arm for the local restaurant industry, which is obviously really struggling. So some of the streets that are going to be pedestrianized for restaurant cafe service include 75th Street in Chatham, 26th Street in Little Village, Taylor Street in Tri-Taylor, the Randolph Market area, Rush Street in the area known as the Viagra Triangle, and Broadway in Lakeview. And, I think 75th Street in Chatham is particularly a cool idea because some of the best black-owned restaurants in town are there, like Soul Vegetarian, Lem's Barbecue, and Brown Sugar Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Were you at the news conference today, John, with the mayor? There was a lot of ground covered there today, but I wanted to ask
about... I didn't catch them when I checked out yesterday when she said that the Lakefront Trail is definitely not reopening anytime soon.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. I know that's an issue that you've been following closely, and people are saying, hey, okay, so you got Navy Pier opening up next, what is it, Wednesday? You're going to be able to walk along Navy Pier, just like you're kind of on the lakefront, but you can't walk on the lakefront just yet. The last I heard from her was it's wait and see, and now today I think she sort of updated it. She said not yet.
Yeah, you know, the annoying thing for me about the reopening of Navy Pier, which in itself is a great thing, is they're offering free parking at Navy Pier. So we got this situation where, you know, people can't use the lakefront trail to bike to work, but all eight lanes of Lakeshore Drive have been open through the whole pandemic. And not only that, now we're encouraging people to drive to the pier. So in a sense, you can't really safely bike to Navy Pier, but you're welcome to take your SUV down Lakeshore Drive, and then you can park for free and then go eat a bubblegum shrimp or something like that.
That's not doing it for you, huh, John? You'd rather see the green space open?
You know, I think the lakefront is obviously really crucial to Chicago, and we're having to do all these interventions to sort of make up for the fact that about a third of our park space is closed now, and our most important car-free commuting corridors are closed. So it would just be so much simpler if the mayor just reopened the lakefront with social distancing guidelines in place. You know, rehire some of the city's safe routes, some of the people who watch the safe passages routes by the CPS, have them serve as social distancing ambassadors, create some jobs. I think that's what we should do.
They're doing that in other cities. I know that's proposed. I know you follow this closely, John. If people want to follow you and what you write about in terms of the lakefront and neighborhood issues, which you cover really great too, how do we reach you or how do we find you?
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at Greenfield John, J-O-H-N. And then Streets Blog Chicago is shy.streetsblog.org.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, John. Thanks for checking in. Have a good weekend, all right?
You too. Stay safe.